Welcome to Parshas HaShavua. This week is Parshas Shlach. Shlach, we know, of course, is the story of the Meraglim, the story of the spies that they went out to spy the land of Eretz Yisrael to observe what's going on there, and they came back with a negative report. And the consequences were very tragic, that Hashem punished them to stay in the Midbar for 40 years and not be able to go into the land of Eretz Yisrael. Now, we know there's a little bit of confusion about who the Meraglim were, because we know that on the one hand, they seem to be evil. There's a Rashi that even says that they went with an evil scheme. And yet at the beginning of the parasha, Rashi tells us that they're called Anoshim, which is a sign of prominence, because at that time they were actually kosher. They were important people. They were leaders. So how does it all go together? They were the leaders, but nevertheless they messed up. How does it all come together? Now there's an interesting medrash, and I'm going to share with you this week again something from the Sori Alofim, which is a very beautiful idea. There's a medrash that says that on the pasuk of Shlach Lecha Anoshim, send spies, the medrash says there's a pasuk in Yeshayahu about people that do not know and do not understand because they cannot see. Toch marois einehem. And what does that mean? What is that whole concept? Now, talking about seeing, we have at the end of the parasha of Tzitzis, where the parasha tells us, Ureisim oisa, you will see the Tzitzis and you will come to remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Of course, there's that remez that Rashi brings, that the gematria of tzitzis is 600. Then there's eight strings and five knots, makes 613. But we need to understand what's the general principle, that when you see the tzitzis, you remember all the mitzvahs. And then finally, before we get into the explanation, we need to understand this concept, that the idea of remembering going out of Mitzrayim, which is in the third parasha of Shema, which is why we say it in the morning and the night, is specifically in the parsha that deals with tzitzis. And why is that? So he says a very beautiful idea, and he says the following. He says, we need to understand the definition of darkness. We know that when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, and there was a plague of darkness, so there it defines the darkness, Leiro'u ish es ochiv. No man was able to see his brother. Meaning, the Torah defines darkness is when a person is so self-absorbed that they're not really able to see someone else. They only worry about their own needs. They only worry about their self-interest. They don't see things which are beyond themselves. Not only don't they see what's outside, that of course leads to, they don't see Hashem either. And therefore they don't make space for Hashem, because they don't make space for others in general. Light is different. Light means the ability to see someone else, see the pain of another, see the happiness of another, and see the existence of Hashem in all of creation. And that's the avodah, that's the service of a person, to go beyond himself or herself, to see, to go out of the darkness, to go beyond self-absorption, and to understand the needs of the other and the will of Hashem. Now, there are times where a person really should be focused on self in a good way, not focused on others, and that is the time of cheshban hanefesh, the time of reflection, the time to dedicate, to just be with yourself, to review your own thoughts, your own actions, your own speech, and to see what can be improved. And therefore he explains, this is the idea of the Shema that we learn, that we say twice a day. Shema is being mekabel, it's being accepting upon ourselves the yoke of Hashem, the sovereignty of Hashem. But there's two times we do that, and in two different ways. We do that in the morning. In one way, it's the Kabbalah's oil, the accepting upon ourselves Hashem in the context of light, daylight. And then there's the Shema of darkness. What does that mean? In the morning, when we get up in the morning, we have to accept upon ourselves the old Malchus Shemaim of light. We commit to going beyond ourselves, to look into and to have an interest in someone else. To see outside of us, what does Hashem want me to grow beyond myself? Not instead of being in place of being worried and obsessed and busy with my own desires, the desires of the I, which is hinted in a beautiful thing that we know in the Gemara Brachas, it talks about from what point can you read the Shema? How light does it have to be in the morning to read the Shema? And there's a part where the brachas in Daftes says, "Me'ema Sa'ikori Neshma B'Shachris," When can you read the Shema in the morning? Mishayira eschaveri, when it's light enough to recognize your friend, which is really a technical thing of how light it has to be. And in halachic terms, it's called Mishayakir in the morning. If you look at any calendar of the Zmanim of the times, it'll tell you Mishayakir, when you can recognize certain time in the morning. But there's a very deep idea here. The Gemara is saying, when can you read the Shema? When you accept upon yourself to serve Hashem properly, when you can recognize your friend, when you go beyond yourself, you can recognize something outside of you. Different to the time of Mitzrayim, where darkness meant you couldn't see anyone. At nighttime, it's a bit different. It's about nighttime, we know there's a concept that the Kriya Shema Sha'alamita, the Shema of the night, is time to be busy with yourself in a good way, in a positive way, to make a cheshbon for the day, to review the day. So that's a time to, yes, be a bit focused on yourself in a spiritual way, to see how it all went, to see what can be fixed for tomorrow, and to look at yourself a little bit. Now, this idea of light is very much connected with the idea of tzitzis. What is tzitzis? Tzitzis, you have a beged, a garment of four corners, and you put tzitzis on. A garment of four corners means like a square garment wrapping around the person, symbolizing self-absorption, symbolizing that you're protecting yourself. Hashem says you need to put tzitzis on those four corners. You need to remember that there are things outside of you, like the strings of the tzitzis, that go beyond the garment, go beyond the self. And that's what it means, or ism oisa, when you look at the tzitzis, you'll remember to go beyond yourself, which is why the pasuk says, or ism oisa, you will see the tzitzis, you will remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem, because we forget about Hashem, because we forget about anything beyond ourselves. But when we see the tzitzis, and we see that there's something beyond ourselves, then we can remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Which fits into what the Gemara in Menachos tells us, that really intrinsically, Lailo loves man tzitzis. The nighttime is not the time of tzitzis, because the nighttime is that one small window where we actually don't look at beyond ourselves, we actually look inwards to see how we're doing. Now, this is also connected to the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim. They're going out of Mitzrayim. What is Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim means borders, like a prison. The whole idea of Mitzrayim is that you are absorbed in yourself. Yetzias Mitzrayim means to go beyond yourself, to go beyond the I. And that's why we have to remember the going out of Mitzrayim at all times. Because the whole point, the whole foundation of Hashem, the whole foundation of serving Hashem, is to understand this principle of going beyond the ego, going beyond ourself. Which is why we remember the Yetzias Mitzrayim specifically in the Parsha of Tzitzis, because it's the same idea, the same concept of going beyond the self. And that's why perhaps we can talk about now the beginning of the Parsha, return to the beginning of the Parsha. And we say, what was the Chet of Meraglim? This was the sin of the Meraglim. They were important people. They were nice people. They were good people, prominent people. But the Medrash says they didn't understand. Their eyes were dark. They didn't see. What does it mean? They were doing the right thing initially, but when you do the right thing, you can have a person that does everything right, but he doesn't see beyond himself, and that ultimately will lead to doing wrong. Because if you can't see beyond yourself, you can't really achieve doing the Ratzon Hashem, the will of Hashem, in a proper way. That's just a beautiful insight of how the first part of the Parsha and the last part of the Parsha connects and really explains what the foundation of serving Hashem is. Have a wonderful day, and then a very good Shabbos.